going to bring up right now Brenda Davis. She is from Canada, British Columbia. She is a registered dietitian, and she has written 5 books, all pertaining to how healthy and alive you can be on the vegan lifestyle. Come on up, Brenda Davis.
Well, welcome. It is such a privilege to be up here introducing John Robbins. I was asked to do that last night, and I thought what a privilege it would be. And then I panicked. What do I say? How can I possibly do justice? But as you all know, in 1987, John Robbins changed the course of many lives, mine included, and I'm sure many of yours in this audience, with a book called Diet for a New America. He continued to enrich the world with May All Be Fed in 1992, and then Reclaiming Our Health in 96, The Awakened Heart in 97, The Food Revolution in 2001, and Healthy at 100 in 2006. These are books of great influence, carrying profound messages that each and every one of us need to hear. Many of us in this room have been very deeply, personally impacted by John's extraordinary life story, his writings, and his teachings. John has inspired a powerful vision of ethics that, to me, is the foundation of the vegan movement. John's life has been dedicated to transforming this planet into a place of goodness and peace, a place where life is supported and cherished, where kindness and compassion are the fabric of our hearts, where love and understanding are rooted in our souls. It has been about creating a place that is free of violence, indifference, and intolerance, where purposeful harm to living, thinking, feeling beings is unthinkable. While many of us have embraced this vision, few have done more to turn these thoughts into actions to bring us truly closer to this reality. John doesn't just write about these things. He doesn't just teach about these things. He lives them, he breathes them, and he radiates them. Every time I listen to John, my hope for humanity is restored. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to John Robbins.